We are here. The author is going to introduce the reader.
Yes, we are very privileged to have not only a reader, but my wife.
Yeah.
Wendy L. Smith, Esquire.
And I will only read from bed to protest war.
Ah, good.
And, rhyming with that, she is doing chapter 24.
She's rhyming.
Please.
Should I start?
Yes.
I saw it in an advertisement, Mr. Medeiros said, continuing his endless tale of the recliner of terror. Just then, the tacky terrier stuck his head in the door. And you! I'm going to hang you from the nearest lounge chair, or fry you on the nearest lazy boy while I tell you about the surfboard I just bought in Iran. No! Chris's soul was being physically wrenched from her being. Barky's soul was about to be stultified, his body gutted, and the remains presented to Chris. Don't fuck with Barky! Chris cried out. The dummy just smiled and started talking about haggling with a man in an Iranian shirt shop. Barky emitted a low, long, languorous howl that sounded like it had come from being judo-chopped by Jesse Jackson. Chris and Lindy couldn't take it anymore and started laying into the dummy like Contras on babies. Lindy kicked Mr. Madero in the mutton chops, and Chris grabbed Barky and put her hands over his ears. Lindy and the dummy slipped on the urine, but her hands continued pummeling the prone dummy like a pissed-off Pamela Anderson. In the ensuing melee, the sisters watched, helpless to stop Barky from being converted into a liquid aperitif afterthought. Suck his dick! Suck his dick! Chris's soul had been seersuckered. The lesbians are under my thumb! The dummy grunted as Lindy continued pummeling him like it was her favorite pastime. Isn't! Oof! That! Ah! Freaking! X! Dog! Wow! Dead! Oop! Yet? No! Chris's soul was jaded, but not yet gone. You'll have to do a lot more than bore him to get that freaking lab experiment gone bad to die. Here, try this tire iron. Barky had to have Kaya now, but he was urine-soaked and quickly losing the few reasons he had to live. Thanks for the pagan iron! Mr. Madero was rugged, but he had obviously never changed a tire. And he had never so much as lanced a boil. Or laughed when faced with a Billy Crystal movie. Chris had once lanced a boil on Mr. Madero's butt, and he had given her a dollar and said that if she wanted another dollar, she could turn him over and suck on his Lance Corporal Johnson. She heard her dog yelping like it had been set on fire by juxtaposing Ella Fitzgerald with Ashley Simpson. Suck my dick! Mr. Madero had turned up the volume on his squeal as Lindy subjected him to a series of pernicious punches. Not on your life, fella, Lindy groused. Chris, will you get aggressive for Lucas Brassi's sake? With her head softly in the clouds, Chris was more inclined to hand out packets of ketchup than to turn up her natural aggression. But turn it up she did. Just when it looked like she was going to stop and smell the mandibles, Chris made a 347-degree turn, making an all-out mandible-smelling-less attack on the dummy. Ay, 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 ay! Chris greeted the door with a thud and was out for the Chinese proverb count. Confucius say! The dummy had not one politically correct bone in his cryogenically frozen body. He who run into door, lie down in urine! And Confucius had been right. Now Chris was lying in a pool of dog urine. Both Lindy and Mr. Madero turned to look. The urine had now seeped into the living room carpet, and the whole place smelled like a contra-pissing and baby-mutilating contest. The dummy started furiously pissing on the carpet, treating it to his annual expulsion of liquid waste materials. Chris immediately knew that she had blown the opportunity to take her natural aggression and her borrowed brazenness and deposit it on something other than her unsuspecting parents. The bottom line was her head was treating her like it was John Roseboro's on the wrong end of Marichal's bat. She couldn't hear anything for days, and she had a vague feeling of waking up in a men's restroom. Passenger pigeon! She screamed ghost-doggedly. Passenger pigeon! Barky didn't understand what all the agitation was about, and he lifted his leg on Chris. What the freaking hell? Chris was officially conscious. What the fuck is wrong with you? Lindy never wanted to be a nun. Fire! Chris was conscious, but she had also been subjected to the most heinous golden showering this side of lap dances with wolves. Her pent-up anger was like two accordion-playing mannequins visiting the tomb of the unknown Latino voter and then tagging it with Samuel Johnson quips. Let go, her sister urged, and quit fantasizing about mannequins tagging shit. Oh, lesbians, I'm over here. It was the furtive voice of the foul-mouthed figurine. Ignoring the taunts, Chris opened the refrigerator door, a blatant challenge to the dummy's authority. For what seemed like 7 seconds, Chris couldn't find the patio. Then she realized that she was looking for the patio in the toaster oven. Then the two girls got together and started looking for a plan and other small appliances, but again, all they could find was the Latino, and now also the Laotian vote. Here it is, I'm sure of it! Chris was starting to grate on her sister with a ferocity that only a maniacal mannequin could manhandle. Check this out, my sister! Suck my dick, lesbian! Suck my dick! The dummy's voice was on fuego. This is the last dance! I'm gonna gyrate so fervently that your heads are going to treat your bodies like they're Chris's training bra! There was complete silence, and then the sound of crickets in the distance. The girls had stopped looking for a plan when they found the Latino vote, and now they were planless, clueless, mopedless, and just plain lessless. And the two negatives did not add up to a positive. They added up to an enormous mannequin version of Barky that meandered its way through the kitchen, drinking cola with a furiosity bordering on Tijuana. Oh, no. How did that fucking dog turn into a mannequin? Lindy asked. Barky Mannequin started laughing in a language that was on fire, but looked like it had been seasoned salted with a combination of fine herbs, vinaigrette, and some automatic mojo. But it couldn't see, and it fell in front of them, tumbling and tumbling like a burning 747. No, Barky Mannequin! Chris was hipped and grower. No! Bad mannequin! Nope! I'm done.
Yay! Thanks, Lynn. All right.